The journey of the soul.
We
ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.
We
ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to our series. We're on episode number 19, coming towards the end. There's a very interesting and kind of strange event that will take place in the future. It will be a reoccurring event, but limited. And that is, you may have heard before, the Dabatul Ard, the beast of the earth, or the earthly beast, or the globetrotter. Dabatul Ard, you may have heard this before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that when the promise appears upon them, takes place, when the promise occurs, we shall bring forth for them an animal from the earth which would speak to them, because the people were not accepting faith in our signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about, in that certain surah, he talks about various different empires, various different kings and queens, various different armies and organizations. He talked about Fir'aun and his empire. He talked about Sulaiman alayhi salam and his army. He talked about Bilqis. He talked about the queen ant. Subhanallah. So there was this theme in that surah regarding the kings and the queens and the powers and authorities and the armies. So there's this. And then there was a battle between Sulaiman alayhi salam and the queen of Bilqis, who was talking, who Sulaiman alayhi salam wanted to take her throne. And there was this massive dialogue between them. And towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that when the time comes, I'm going to send the Dabatul Ard on them. What is the Dabatul Ard? There is this one narration. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will release this beast from the earth. It'll have a furry, feathery body. Furry, feathery body. It'll have ears of an elephant and the eyes of the swine. It would have wings. It would have the head of an ox, the chest of a lion, the color of a tiger, and the tail of a ram. So this is one description that we find of the Dabatul Ard, and what it will look like, and what features it will possess. And this description is mentioned in our tafasir. That is a very unique image of a creature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. A very, very unique image. So this, again, we believe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Dabatul Ard. Daba literally means something that walks with its four legs. Anything that walks with four legs. And Ard means earth. So the earthly creature, the earthly beast. That's what we believe. What it means, Allah knows best, and time will only tell us. Now, what is the duty? What is the point of this beast? What is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this. He says that the people didn't believe in our clear sign, so we're going to send them one. We're going to send them a clear sign. And this beast will come, it will be seen three times. It will be seen three times. And it's mentioned that a hider will not be able to hide from it. It will come in front of you unexpected. You will not even be able to hide from this creature. It will be beyond your capacity. And there's another narration where it's mentioned that it will carry the ring of Solomon. The ring of Solomon. And this Dabatul Ard, he would use this ring and he would mark the face of a disbeliever. He would mark the face of a disbeliever. So if there was a disbeliever, he would stamp him. And he would leave an everlasting mark on his face. And he will have the stuff of Musa alayhi salam, the stuff of Musa alayhi salam. And when he would see a believer, the Dabatul Abd, when he sees a believer, right, Musa alayhi salam stuff, he would anoint the believer, which will illuminate his face. There would be a bright light on his face. The believer's face will be illuminated. So that tells us a few things. Number one, the ring of Solomon, it still exists on the earth. And the stuff of Musa alayhi salam is preserved somewhere. It's preserved somewhere. It still exists, it still with us on the earth somewhere. SubhanAllah. And Dabatul Ard will carry this, will have this. With the stuff, he will anoint the believer saying, you are destined for Jannah. And with the ring, he will mark the disbeliever and say, you are destined for hell. So it will seal off. It will put the good in the good and the bad in the bad. Now, the first time this will happen, will occur. So it will happen three times altogether. And the very first time, he will be seen. And then, for a certain period of time, no one will hear about it. And the news would not have reached much people. Yani not much people would have catched on to this incident. The second time will occur and he will talk to them. The third time this will appear is after the smoke. And inshallah, in the next part of this episode, we're going to talk about the smoke. Ad-Dukhan. And then this Da'batul Ard will appear for the third time after that, and it will mark the people. That is Da'batul Ard. Remember, when something is vague, when something is brief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has just given us a couple of words regarding that topic. We must believe the idea of it. We must believe the haqiqat of it. Whatever Allah meant. So whatever Allah meant by those words, Da'batul Ard, that's what we believe. The interpretation, the possibilities, the conspiracies, we cannot have full yaqeen in them until the time comes or until a confirmation has been given to us. In this case, we will have to wait for the time to actually come for us to see what type of creature this is. And this Da'batul Ard is a blessing for the believers. It's a blessing for the believers. And it's actually justice for the disbelievers. Da'batul Ard will be good towards the believers. It will mark them and leave, it will anoint them. So for the believers, this Da'batul Ard is actually a good thing. Moving on to the smoke. What is the smoke? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, very briefly talks about the clear smoke. In the Quran, he says,
فَارْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِي السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ.
So you keep waiting for that day when the sky will bring forth a visible smoke.
What this is, the smoke will enter into earth for around 40 days. For around 40 days, this smoke will enter into the land, it will fill the land. Which will be seen clearly by everyone. So even though it is a clear smoke and it is transparent, you will be able to see this. A Muslim, upon inhaling this smoke, he will feel as if he has zukam. And a non-Muslim, a non-believer at that point, will feel as if he is intoxicated. He will feel intoxicated. And this is a major sign of the Day of Judgment. Hatta even the sun will rise from the opposite side. The sun will rise from the opposite side. And when the sun rises from the opposite side, the door of Tawbah is closed. At that point, even performing Tawbah is pointless. It's in vain. It will not benefit a person. Once the sun has gone the opposite way, then there's no more tawbah. The door of tawbah will be closed. The door of tawbah is open for now. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says to us, he says that there is no punishment for my ummati in the hereafter. Its punishment will be of earthquakes and tribulations in the dunya. Yani you will, this end nation, right, of the believers, one might look around the world and say, why are the believers suffering so much? Why are the non-believers living in happiness, in peace? And the truth is that dunya is not for us. We don't belong here. Our end destination is Jannah. So the believers are destined for difficulties in the dunya, tribulations in the dunya, earthquakes, tornadoes, natural disasters. Whereas in the hereafter, there's no punishment for the believer. Inshallah, no punishment for the believer. And by this equation, Allah has made it easy for the believer of Muhammad Rasulullah, of his religion, to get into Jannah. Allah has made it much easy for us. All we have to do is protect us and those around us whilst we are going through these difficulties. Be patient, accept God's destiny and decree, stand up to it, yani accept it. And then in the hereafter, we await for our reward, our ajr. Now, what happens, and by the hadith that we have, eventually, only the disbelievers will remain. The worst of people will live at that time. That time, the worst of people will live. No morals, no etiquettes. If they see something wrong, they will praise it. If they see something good, they will discredit it. The worst of people will live. They will be fierce and vicious, like animals. And at that time, there will be no more iman. The civilization has been wrapped up. Isa alayhi salam has left. The believers have left. There is no more humanity left. It's complete corruption. When you close a book, it's basically the end of not just an era, the end of eras, end of time. That will be the final moments of the existence of the dunya. Such that whilst they are living in this type of situation, whilst they are living in such a situation, what will happen is all of a sudden, they'll be doing their daily chores, and all of a sudden, the trumpet will be blown. The trumpet will be blown. And initially, the sound of the trumpet be very soft and gentle, and then gradually it will increase and increase and increase and increase, such that a man initially was able to withstand it, but eventually he will not be able to tolerate the sound or cope with the sound, and that will be the first trumpet blown. Inshallah, in the next episode I will explain to you the actual time from the first trumpet being blown and whatever happens in between. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand. Allah save us. Allah count us amongst the believers. Allow us to remain steadfast upon that. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The journey of the soul. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.